The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Go to vomradio.net.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, hello there, folks, and welcome to, what is this, Tuesday? Feels like, I don't know, Thursday or so. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get this chance to get together, talk about stuff going on in the world, and always stuff going on. This hour, at the August meeting of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, Reverend William Barber said, "If someone calls it socialism, then we must compel them to acknowledge that the Bible must then promote socialism, because Jesus offered free health care for everyone, and he never charged the leper a copay." Folks, it would be bad enough if this were a parody of some sort, but this is how the left increasingly is seeing things. The religious left, as a matter of fact. As reported in a column by Dr. Paul Kangor of Grove City College, the Reverend's statement brought secular progressives to their feet at the DNC conference in thunderous applause over his statement. But as Paul Kangor says, it also raises the question, does the religious left know what Lenin said about Christians and socialism? Well, that's a conversation that I had earlier with Paul Kangor. We want to share it coming up in just a few minutes this hour. This Thursday, September 26th, Central Union Mission celebrating 135 years of ministry and caring for the homeless of Washington, D.C. by hosting Heart and Soul. It's called a food-centric event to raise funds to provide hashtag 1 million meals for the area's neediest residents. And we talked about it in an earlier hour with Central Union President and CEO Joe Metamano, and also Deborah Chambers, also, of course, from the mission. I wanted you to hear that conversation next hour, top of the hour. We'll share that once again. Meanwhile, how about this headline and story from last week? I'm sure many of you have heard this. If you haven't, I'm surprised. I have no doubt most of you have heard. This one's by John Brown, writing at the Washington Examiner. Absolute theological bankruptcy. Union Theological Seminary students confess climate sins to plants. I kid you not. Students at Union Theological prayed to a display of plants set up in the chapel of the school, prompting the institution to issue a statement explaining the practice. As they were being mocked, well, I would think, rightly so, they were being mocked by the social media considerably. So the seminary, by the way, the nation's oldest independent seminary, declared on Tuesday on Twitter, "Today in chapel, we confess to plants. Together, we held our grief, joy, regret, hope, guilt, and sorrow in prayer. Offering them, the plants that is, offering our prayers, I should say, to them, the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. What do you confess to the plants in your life?" I mean, first time I read and heard this story, I thought it gave me a whole new meaning of that phrase, "I'm not a potted plant," which one politician said one time. The ceremony, which is part of Professor Claudio Carvalho's class, Extractivism, a Ritual Liturgical Response, drew ridicule from many on Twitter, some of whom accused the seminary and students of having lost their minds. In response, the seminary's Twitter account began retweeting users who defended the ritual, also issuing a statement spanning a lengthy 10-tweet thread. The statement read in part, "We've had many questions about yesterday's chapel. In worship, our community confessed the harm we've done to plants, speaking directly in repentance. This is a beautiful ritual." This is the seminary responding, not some student, but the actual seminary official statement. "This is a beautiful ritual. We are in the throes of a climate emergency, a crisis created by humanity's arrogance, our disregard for creation," the statement continued. "Far too often we see the natural world only as resources to be extracted for our use, not divinely created in their own right, worthy of honor, thanks, and care." I'll have some carrots, please. "We need to unlearn habits of sin and death." I mean, this isn't a culture that's killing our babies at an incredible rate. Now, well over 60 million we've killed since Roe v. Wade in 73, folks. And yet this kind of tripe, to put it mildly, is what we're getting out of one of the major seminaries of our country. "We need to unlearn habits of sin and death. Part of that work must be building new bridges to the natural world. And that means creating new spiritual and intellectual frameworks by which we understand and relate to the plants and animals with whom we share the planet. And in fact, encouraging churches to turn from, quote, theologies that encourage humans to dominate and master the earth." The union asserted that, quote, "We must birth new theology, new liturgy, to heal and sow, replacing ones that reap and destroy. No one would have blinked if our chapel featured students apologizing to each other." Well, hey, it's the same, right? I mean, that's what they're telling us. What's different, and the source of so much derision, that it is that we're treating plants as fully created beings, divine creation in its own right, not just something to be consumed. Because plants aren't capable of verbal response, does that mean we shouldn't engage? I'm going home and talk to my turnips tonight. Because plants are capable of verbal response, does that mean we shouldn't engage with them? So if you're poking fun, we'd ask only that you also spend a couple of moments asking, do I treat plants and animals as divinely created beings? No, I do not. I like them highly edible, certain ones of them. The one time Frank Kameny, the late Frank Kameny, the great homosexual activist, and I agreed, probably the only time on this show when he was still on this earth, was when he called me one night and said, "Mr. Crow, PETA stands for People Eating Tasty Animals." And I said, "Frank, for once you and I have found something on which we can agree." But quickly here, I want to just wrap it up. Romans 1, 16 through 24. Many of you have already gone to this in your minds. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first Jew, then Gentile. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." But he goes on to say, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress, intentionally hold down the truth in their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him," we might add, or repentance to him, since we're repenting to plants, "but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. And although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles," and I would now add, "and plants. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts." Folks, that is just a snapshot of what's going on in the culture. But I tell you what, I don't have time to get to them, but there are good things happening among young people as well these days. So these are aberrant in my view, but they are serious. I mean, I've got two headlines we can't get to, but we'll later. Scores of millennials becoming more religious and more patriotic. And Barna research, resilient young Christians deepening faith amid growing number of church dropouts. So don't give up on our young people. Don't give up on the culture. But especially don't give up on the gospel, even though there are some nutcases wandering around at Union Theological right now.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, Don Crow here for A Action Home Services. Are you looking for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service? Do what I do. Call the company that operates with biblical values as their guiding principle, A Action Home Services. For over 40 years, this family-owned business has enriched the lives of people like you, our WAVA listeners. So for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, call A Action Home Services, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, it's Ryan, and our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, we hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Dr. Brian Paris, he's the founder of I Hate Knee Pain, and folks, he's in studio with me this morning. Doc, I Hate Knee Pain completely fixed my knee problem. How can our listeners with knee pain like I had get the same treatment and pain relief?
Rich, most people with knee pain, they're steered towards cortisone and knee replacements, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's super simple. All you have to do is give us a call at 301-679-7900, or you can visit us online at ihateneepain.com, and we can help you get rid of your knee pain and keep you off the operating table. Super simple. 679-7900, ihateneepain.com.
Folks, it's an amazing program. It truly cares about its patients, so I urge you to head on over to ihateneepain.com in Rockville and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'm never looking back. Doc, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, Rich.
Call I Hate Knee Pain today at 301-679-7900.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. If someone calls it socialism, then we must compel them to acknowledge that the Bible must then promote socialism, because Jesus offered free health care to everyone, and he never charged the leper a copay. So said the Reverend William Barber, and to thunderous applause, we might add, when addressing the secular progressive so-called at the August meeting of the DNC, including DNC Chair Tom Perez. And as my guest this hour put it in a recent column at stream.org titled, "Does the Religious Left Know What Lenin Said About Christians and Socialism?" This is the current state of the party that was once headed by men like John F. Kennedy, who warned of the fanaticism and fury, the ruthless, godless tyranny of the communist conspiracy. Those are his words. Well, joining us to talk more about it, Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, author of a number of outstanding books, including Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century, and his forthcoming book, A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and the Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century. He's also senior editor at the American Spectator at spectator.org on the web. Paul, always great to have you on the show, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, good to be with you again, Don. Thanks.
First, who exactly is this Reverend William Barber? And second, how have we come to the place where such as he, and I know, sadly, he's not alone, are actually hijacking the U.S. Constitution and even the Bible itself in the name of being socialist documents?
Yeah, and he actually said that. He said both the Constitution and the Bible are socialist documents. And, you know, here you have the Democratic National Committee, which just after that meeting, Don, in fact, well, about a week or two before that meeting, had issued its resolution where it was seeking out the so-called nuns, the people with no religious affiliation. It was making a push, a bid, for non-religious and even atheistic and agnostic voters. And then on a dime, they spin around and they invite in the Reverend William Barber, who talks about, you know, there he is to bring religion, right, to bring religion to the DNC. And I guess as long as he does it in a fashion where he talks about Jesus not wanting to charge a leper a copay, and if he can talk about religion in a socialistic way, then he's completely welcome. And if you watch the video where he says that, Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, who said that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represents the future of the Democratic Party, he leaps to his feet in applause. The whole place did. So a week or two earlier, prior to that, they probably would have leapt to their applause for somebody saying, keep religion out of our party. And now here they are, leaping to their feet in applause for a guy who wants to bring socialism and religion together. So it's kind of, there's an incongruity there, but it's not that surprise given the influence that the religious left has today within the Democratic Party.
Well, as you say, it's no need to pick just on Reverend Barber. You say he's interchangeable with any number of social justice proponents on the religious left. And in fact, you said his statement actually pales to what was published in the Jesuit-run America magazine a few weeks ago. What's that all about?
Well, that's right. And that was a piece by a guy named Dean Detloff called The Catholic Case for Communism. And when I first heard about this, I was on vacation, Don, and it was from a friend at another talk show. It was a Catholic outlet, and he said, "Look, I know you're on vacation, but you're not going to believe this." And he said it to me. I thought it was a parody at first. I thought it was something in the Babylon Bee or, you know, who knows what. But it was actually a piece that was being made in America magazine, very, very left-wing, very, very liberal Catholic Jesuit publication. And the guy made the case, or tried to make, a Catholic case for communism. And that's something that quite literally could have gotten him excommunicated at one point in the church. Pope Pius
IX
issued his decree against communism, which not only forbade Catholics from voting communists, but even told them not to read any communist literature.
We're talking to Paul Kengor. By the way, his website for his organization is visionandvalues.org. visionandvalues.org. He is the executive director of a great resource for you, visionandvalues.org. It is, of course, tied to and part of the great Grove City College, outstanding college that really provides a solid academic experience based on, not on the foolishness we're talking about now, but on the reality of truth. And Paul, talk, if you would, about something that sadly needs to be said. Folks need to be, I was going to say reminded, but I'm afraid millions of Americans need to be informed for the first time as to what Marx and Lenin really thought of and said about religion.
Well, that's right, Don. And they said that religion and communism were incompatible. In fact, Marx said that communism begins where atheism begins. I mean, that's pretty clear. And also, of course, he referred to religion as the opiate or opium of the masses. Lenin, who echoed Marx in just about everything, in fact, communism is often referred to as Marxism-Leninism. He quoted Marx on this. He said, religion is the opium of the people. He said, religion is a kind of spiritual booze, right? Spiritual booze. And Lenin, even worse than that, said there is nothing more abominable than religion. There's nothing more abominable than religion. And he actually said, Don, all worship of a divinity is a necrophilia. Necrophilia. That's sexual intercourse with a corpse, a dead human being. That's how much he hated religion. And he said too, and I quote a kind of milder, tamer Lenin from way back, well, 1905, that would have been a dozen years before the Bolshevik Revolution when he said some of these harsher things. But earlier he also tried to warn people that even milder forms of socialism are not compatible with Christianity. And so not only did you have popes and religious people saying, hey, Christianity and socialism are incompatible, you actually have Lenin and Marx saying that as well. And our friends on the religious left today, they don't even realize that. They're completely ignorant of that history.
As a matter of fact, as you point out in the column, if we wonder where this emphasis on American culture and the Constitution ever came to insist on separation of church and state, who came up with that idea, so to speak? Well, you said it may sound like a 21st century secular progressive, but it really is Lenin all over again.
Yeah, it really is. Lenin actually called for a strict separation of church and state. And he even said he considered the question of whether or not a priest, a pastor, a religious person could serve under communism, could serve in the Communist Party. And he, like Marx, like Trotsky and others, they basically thought, well, I don't know why a religious person would want to do that, right? He said, but if you want to do that, well, I suppose you could, so long as you didn't try to proselytize, so long as you didn't try to bring your religion into the party and bring your gospel into the Communist Party and what we're teaching. The moment that you did that, you were expected to purge your religious beliefs. And I also quote in that article, even the American communists, William Z. Foster, also Earl Browder, they talked about how members of Communist Party USA, well, yeah, I suppose they said, yeah, I guess you could, at least initially you could be a religious person, a Christian person, but you better be in the process of liquidating those beliefs. That's how Foster put it. By the way, Foster was one of the founding board members of the ACLU. And so Foster said you need to be in the process of liquidating those beliefs. If you do that, then you're welcome, open arms, as a quote-unquote religious person into the party. But otherwise, you really don't have a home here. Because, again, communism, socialism, and Christianity, the communists and socialists themselves told us, were incompatible.
And all along, the end game or the end goal has always been pure atheism, sooner or later.
That's right. That's right. And you know, they understood, again, Marx, communism begins where atheism begins. You know, this was, you know, socialism was an atheistic ideology. Marx and Engels in the Communist Manifesto, Marx wrote a letter to Arnold Ruge, one of his best friends, a few years before he put this in the manifesto. He said, communism believes in the ruthless criticism of everything that exists. And in the manifesto, they said it represents the most radical rupture in traditional relations. They wrote about abolition of religion, abolition of all moral absolutes, even abolition of the family. All of that language is in the Communist Manifesto. So they knew here that, they were pursuing nothing less than a transformation of human nature, a totalitarian ideology. And in order to pursue that and do that, you needed to remove God from the picture. There was no place there for God.
Bottom line is, you're right, John F. Kennedy, were he alive today, would be appalled at what has happened to his once dear to his heart Democrat Party.
He would. Kennedy would be shocked. Harry Truman would be shocked. You know, Bobby Kennedy would be. I mean, so many of the Democrats back then, they would, you know, they'd be really appalled to see actual members of the Democratic Socialists of America running not as DSA party members, but running as Democratic Party members, and to see somebody like Bernie Sanders, who at one time lived on a Stalinist kibbutz in Israel in the early 1960s, to see somebody like that get 13 million votes in the Democratic primary, that's far more votes than JFK and Truman probably got in the Democratic primary combined. They'd be really shocked by that.
Well, let's talk again soon, my friend. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Sure, anytime.
Dr. Paul Kangor, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values with Grove City College. The website is that, Center for Vision and Values. I should say visionandvalues.org, visionandvalues.org. And his latest book I mentioned earlier, A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and the Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century, a great read. You can also check his work out at spectator.org, as he's a senior editor there at the American Spectator.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-5496. 1-800-990-5496. That's 1-800-990-5496.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This traffic update is sponsored by Circle K. Westbound side of 66, the earlier crash just off of the ramp from the outer loop of the Beltway has been cleared. However, it's still slow going from the Beltway out towards Route 123 in Fairfax. Meanwhile, if you're on the southbound side of 95 in Virginia, it's jammed from the Fairfax County Parkway down to Route 123 with additional delays from the Marine Corps Base in Quantico down to the crash on the left shoulder after 610 in Garrisonville. Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
Clear and comfortable today. Lows ranging from a cool 53 outside the Beltway to 59 in the district. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, pleasantly warm tomorrow afternoon, high 83. Clear tomorrow night, low 60 to 64. Thursday, mostly sunny and very warm, high 89. Friday, partly sunny and not as warm, high 83. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Bars.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
Nobody knows how many people died here. How anyone survived this amount of damage is a near miracle in itself.
At this moment, I am talking to you. I don't see my mom. I don't see my son. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of damage and a lot of devastation, but I've never seen anything in any of those to the extent that there was here in Marsh Harbor.
And do you think a lot more people have died than the official figure?
Plenty Haitian, especially.
I only have these clothes. Where should I go? I don't have nowhere to go. I ain't got nobody else. My mommy dead, my brother, my cousin.
It is very, very, very hard. You could imagine we even can't, like, go to no gas station. We don't have no store for us to get some food. It's me. I lose everything. But I thank God for life.
My name is Jeff Denis, and I have been visiting the Abacos as a yacht captain and later on as a missionary for well over 2.5 decades. It is said that a picture is worth 1,000 words, yet the images that I am seeing on the television of the devastation in the Abacos do not begin to tell the entire story. Taking the time to invest both financially as well as physically amidst the devastation that is now found there is akin to investing in the kingdom. Truly, these are the least of these.
Thank you, Jeff. And that, in fact, folks, is a nonpartisan, non-political voice and need in the midst of a lot of partisanship and wrangling. We've just heard in the news, of course, that the Democrats are planning to try in the House to launch an impeachment of our president. But in the middle of all that, we really need to go back to some of these things that are so critical right now. And even though it's probably off your television screens for the most part and out of our media for the most part, the pain and the brokenness and the need and the crisis in the Bahamas is going to be there for years to come. And this represents human beings who need us now, not only tomorrow and next year, but they need us now. And as a matter of fact, as you hear, many of those folks are our fellow Christians. But even if they weren't, they are fellow human beings who need our help and need our compassion. And that's why we continue to work on this campaign together. We move in and out of some other things here in the show so that we don't get bogged down with some of you saying, oh, all they're doing is campaigning. Well, think about it from the other end in that way. If you're one of the victims, you'd hope that they would, whoever they is, would stay with it until help is sent. So We're trying to balance that between news and other things that we need to know about and talk about. But I got to tell you, this is still a major crisis, and we still are short about $7,000 in our goal to provide a little over $42,000 to the relief efforts through Food for the Poor in the Bahamas. So I'm inviting you to stay with us and help us do that. I do want to thank some folks who've been doing just that. Persia in Germantown, Maryland, an $80 gift. Akima in Fort Washington, Maryland, an $80 gift. Peter in Winchester, a $640 gift. Excuse me, those are some of the last gifts that have just come in the last several hours or between yesterday and today in any event. But our phone number, of course, is still operative, and our online access also to the campaign. And so I'm asking you to really step in and do something. I'll give you more details as we take this first break and get kind of caught up here time-wise. But we only need seven more of you who'd give a $1,000 gift. And you say, are you kidding? $1,000, that's a lot of money. Well, yes, it is. But we've had, I don't know, 8 or 10 of those gifts already. And all we need is seven more $1,000 gifts will be done. But we'll give you some more options as well. Stay with us. Number to call with your gift is 855-860-4673 or online at WAVA.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished in the red today thanks in part to signs that the House of Representatives may consider pursuing an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, coupled with renewed concerns about global growth. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 142 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 119. The S&P 500 eased 25. Tough times for BlackBerry. It's a mobile data security company these days, but its fiscal second quarter revenue came in well shy of analyst estimates, and it also trimmed full-year revenue forecast, sending shares tumbling about 23%. More confirmation that home price growth is running out of steam. The latest S&P Core Home Price Index grew 3.2% year-over-year in July, unchanged from the prior month. Meanwhile, the 20-city index showed that growth slowed to 2% from 2.2% the previous month. Of course, the hope is that prices staying in check, coupled with attractive mortgage rates, will help sustain a recent pickup in home sales. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Continuing in our efforts to provide compassion and relief to the suffering folks in the Bahamas, I know any one of you, if you were caught in such a situation, would pray to God night and day that someone would step into your suffering and bring relief, as many of these folks are praying, as a matter of fact. And I just want to tell you, so many of you have already responded with that kind of generosity. I don't take that lightly. None of us do here at WAVA. And I know Food for the Poor certainly does not either. But I do want to keep the need in front of you, because we still have about $7,000 that we are short of goal in order to get the job done. From our perspective, our commitment's a little over $42,000 to bring relief to the folks in the Bahamas. And you can trust any dollar that you put in the hands of Food for the Poor. I have traveled with these folks. I've been, in three different countries with them, twice in Jamaica, once in Haiti, just before the horrible earthquake of 2010, just months. In fact, I stayed at the Montana Hotel, which now doesn't exist anymore. The earthquake destroyed that very hotel. People's lives were lost there. As I recall, in fact, one of the other NGO ministries lost one of their men there staying at that very hotel where we had stayed. So my point is that these are real crises, ongoing crises, and my larger point is that having seen the work of Food for the Poor, both in Haiti and in, as I say, Jamaica, and also in 2012, I went with them to Guatemala. In every case, I saw incredible compassion, high efficiency, and getting done what they said they would do. The very thing that we as broadcasters tell you, you know, this is what they do. Well, I've seen it firsthand. So what I'm trying to underscore is that you can't make a better investment in terms of works of compassion and kindness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ than in the work of Food for the Poor. Now, if you go to your website, our website, I should say, many of you have done that, you'll find four options there that you can choose. And any one of those will work. You can choose an $80 option. You can choose $160, $240, $320, let me run those down. If we can get seven people to give $1,000, we will be able to move on to other things and say we have met our goal. If 16 of you listening right now, just 16 of you, could give a $500 gift, that would get us where we need to be. But let's take those figures that are on our website. If 25 of you right now would go to the website and give a one-time $320 gift, that would get us where we need to be. In fact, Peter in Winchester just doubled that a while ago and gave $640. But if 25 more of you would give that gift, if 30 of you would give the $240 gift, or 45 of you would give $160, or 90 of you would give that $80 gift, that would get us where we need to be in the campaign. Again, we're just saying, would you do something? And would you do it even right now? Toll-free number, 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673. Get your cell phone, hit #250, hit send, and say give when you're prompted. That'll connect you to an operator. And, of course, as always, you can go to our website, wava.com, click on the bright red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner on our homepage. You can give there as well.
It came over the roof. I would imagine 21 feet at least.
First thing we found was my brother. He was clinging onto a tree. We were unable to locate his wife at the moment. We hope that she's okay.
The devastation is such that they haven't even been able to get to people who are awaiting rescue. There is still much work to do.
All of my family lives in Marsh Harbor, and everybody lost everything. None of them have a home to live in or anything like that. It's terrible.
It was a harrowing experience. It's difficult even to try to put it into words, but it was just unparalleled.
The house had broken up around us. When we cracked the door open, and there was nothing left.
You know, I hear a lot of people talk about rebuilding, and Bahamians always say, oh, we've gone through many hurricanes, and we always rebuild. But how do you rebuild when there is nothing left? It's really heartbreaking here. But right now, it's survival. That's what the need is right now.
That's what the need is right now, survival. The number to call with your gift of any amount whatsoever. If you can give $25, please give it. If you can give $100, give that. Whatever figure really is on your heart and within your budget, we really need the help. We want to wrap this campaign up in the next couple of days. 855-860-4673 is the number to call. That's 855-860-4673. You can give online, as we've said, at our website, wava.com. If you want to give by cell phone, just hit #250 and then hit send, and you'll be prompted, and you say the word give into your phone, and that will connect you to an operator as well. I thank you for what you've been doing, but more importantly, I thank you for what you're going to do right now as we move toward the end of this very important campaign. 855-860-4673, online at our website, wava.com.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Don Crow here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at wava.com.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
If you're a Christian, Jesus Christ is your source of energy and strength, but how do you tap into his power? How do you surrender to him and still take responsibility for your own spiritual growth? Find out this week as John MacArthur continues his study titled, The Believer's Armor. It's part of our 50th anniversary celebration here on Grace to You.
Weekdays at 1:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. on WAVA.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Keyword job. Equal opportunity employer.
I jumped off the trucks. I saw people running towards me, and this mother was screaming as she was running away from the water. And her daughter, I guess she was about 5 or 6, just screaming as well, and she just jumped in my arms. And then I quickly told them, I said, the shelter's just down the street. And then we just carried on going through the neighborhood and just picking people up with this front loader and putting them in the bed. And we got probably 40 people out of the neighborhood.
Survivors face a humanitarian crisis. Marvin Hanlon-Dames is the Bahamian National Security Minister.
We're now in that stage where we're beginning now to get on the ground, get our people in the right places, and begin to focus on the needs and the concerns of those persons in distress.
People saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I mean, keep praying.
The crisis is still there, folks. I just want to reemphasize that because it's so easy for all of us to forget that even maybe after you've made the gift that you made a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it tends to slip out of your mind and you're on to other responsibilities, other things. That's understandable. But even after you've made a gift, I would ask you to pray for the folks in the Bahamas and pray that other folks as well will be inspired to step in and be part of this really massive, desperate, life-saving rescue effort with anything you can give.
I tell you, you're going to break down. You're going to believe me.
Nobody has no clothes on their back to wear. We don't have no clothes. You have nothing.
No power, no water, and it's bad. Everything is damaged.
Parts of Abaco are decimated. There's severe flooding. There's severe damage.
19 of us trying to get out of here. How are we supposed to sustain ourselves in a situation like this? No banks, nothing. We don't know where the next dollar is coming from.
The death toll in the Bahamas has risen to 30 people, but expected to soar. The actual number could be far higher, with hundreds, if not thousands, still missing. The island nation's health minister, Dwayne Sands, said the number of dead, quote, could be staggering.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing. It'll take at least 4 to 5 years to complete only Marshall. I don't know how long it'll take for the rest of the island, but nothing is here. Nothing at all. Everything is gone, just bodies.
This is, or rather was, the picturesque town of Marsh Harbor on Abaco Island. Seeing it from the air is one thing, but when you're on the ground, it's something else. 15 to 20 foot swells came through here and wiped out everything. There is nowhere for people to live, nowhere for people to work, no way to make any money. The infrastructure is gone. People are scavenging for anything they can. Hope here is gone.
Folks, it can't get any more desperate than that. You hear it. You hear it in the voices, and you realize it. You have word pictures forming in your own minds, I'm sure. But you can do something about it. I want to quickly thank Victoria in Faulkner, Maryland, who called in with an $83 a month gift. That ends up being just $4 short of $1,000. There's another of our $1,000 gifts, $966 to be exact. God bless you, Victoria. Thank you so much for that very generous gift. And I hope that as we go to the top of this hour break, that it will inspire others to do something. If you want to give $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. Just you pick the figure. You say, I'd love to give a larger gift, but I can't do it all at once. Well, Victoria is giving a very generous gift over a period of 12 months, and you can do the same. The number to call with your gift of any amount is 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say give. That'll connect you. Or at our website, WAVA.com. I hope you'll do something right now. And thanks for those who've been responding. God bless you.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.